take roll call right after the recording's going. Great, okay, we're recording. All right. I am Justin Collot, the coordinator for Clark County Noxious Weed Control Board. It is September 30th, 2024 at 9 a.m. We'll start with Lee Wells in District 1. And Sherry Vaughn, District 2. You say present or here?
Present.
Okay, Lee Wells and Sherry Vaughn are both present. Bill Zimmerman.
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. Jerry Kolke.
Here.
Okay, great. And Randy Lauffer.
Yep.
Okay. No, just no day. Okay. Great. Got that done. And Jerry, want to open the hearing?
Okay. We have a quorum of the board, and we'll go ahead and open the special meeting for a hearing, appeal of civil infraction. And information to follow.
Great. Okay. So does everybody have either a printed stapled packet through email or printed and in front of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay, great. Then I will just hit the highlights. If you have any questions, then feel free to stop me as I go through. But I'll just review this at the 10,000 foot level. Get some background information. So this property sold in 2021, and then 2022, we sent a warning letter for slender flower thistle to the new owner. And then 2023, we sent violation letter. Okay. Hello, am I speaking with Tommy Miller?
Howdy.
Hi there, this is Justin Collel with the Clark County Noxious Weed Control Board. Is this Tommy Miller?
This is him.
Okay, great, thank you. Okay. Yeah, we were just going through the information that I had emailed previously. Did you have that information, or did you get forwarded the email?
Yes, I got your email.
Fantastic. Okay, yeah, we're just going through the 13 pages, and we're on page 3 at this point. 2023, we mailed off a violation letter, and that was confirmed received on May 5th of 2023. And just briefly, I wanted to point out that these have instructions for the property owner to contact us in the letter. But in 2022 and 2023, we didn't have any contact recorded from the owner. And so on page 4, you can see how the site looked as of 2023, last year, so that the development had been quite far along by that point. So, which brings us to this year. Oh, and Tommy, I said before, feel free to stop me and ask for clarification or if you have any questions. I'm going to go through it pretty quickly. 2024. We started off in February with a reminder letter And that's a picture of the pertinent part of the reminder letter. And then May 8th, we saw slender flower thistle at the site and sent a violation letter. And that was confirmed received May 13th. Okay. Next page, we have pictures taken May 24th. And the slender flower thistle is quite far along and has mature flowers in these photos. This would be the point where if you spray with the wrong product, you won't kill these plants in time to stop seed production. So if you spray with Roundup, you know, it takes 10 days or more, would be too late. And if you spray with a synthetic auxin type herbicide, then you would get some prevention of seed, but it's pretty iffy at that point. So then page 7, we have some entries here. June 6th, sun no control. June 11th, still no control. And at that time, I reached out to Polish Homes and was forwarded various numbers. So I called and explained the situation to Chad Olson, saying, you know, by June 11th, definitely too late to spray. And he confirmed that he would have Polish Homes get right on it. So next day, I received a call from Jeff at Polish Homes. And I explained same thing again about what the situation was. And he said he understood and that they would remove the mature flowers so that we don't have seed dispersal on the mature stuff. And then anything that's immature, that they would be able to spray in springtime and go back in the summer and fall and continue working on it. So then I took a picture June 18th, or sorry, I didn't take this picture. This is actually a picture that was shared with me. The contractor, Olson Environmental, shared this photo. And this photo was taken June 18th, and you can see blue dye evident from spraying. So they are spraying this, the slender flower thistle. But you can also see the red circle where it's got white puffy seed head that's blowing around at this point. Page 8, I went back on June 25th and I found a lot of slender flower thistle that was propagating. On the top left picture, you can see the flowers that are mature and also the seeds from parts, the flowers that have completely gone to seed. And those are blown across that fence. We're looking at the south fence line right now and the horse pasture of the neighbor beyond the fence. And then I took a picture of mature seeds coming out of those flower heads. So on page 9, we have our propagated letter that lets the landowner know that the plants have propagated, to clear up any confusion if they don't know that. And it lets them know, especially, where the plants that are propagating, where those plants are. So this one says throughout the parcel, especially near the gravel roads to the east and the south fence line. Okay. And page 10 gives you sort of a orientation of where we're looking in the rest of these pictures. The south fence line is circled in blue. The horse pasture is not shown on the map, but it's south of that. And then also those trees you can see in the satellite photo are all the trees that are in the backgrounds of all of the remaining pages, 11, 12, 13. So on page 11, we have south fence line. We're looking to the east. You can see those trees in the background. And all of those flowers that are releasing all those seeds. And that picture is taken June 25th. Then in July 17th, the civil infraction was sent. And then on page 12, we have photos that the contractor took. These photos are from July 31st. Mowing was done. They're cutting the plants down. And it looks like some of that material has been removed from their second photo on the bottom. Page 13, we see from a visit that the field inspector did on August 8th. That we don't have all of the seed heads removed and bagged. Looks like some were removed, but we have a lot that are still there. And these are empty seed heads at this point. No more white puffy stuff, but they're still there. And then. Yep, okay. That's the end of that. So I think in the email also sent off some of our email exchanges just to show the back and forth of where we're talking about what work needs to get done and when the contractor was completing that work. Kind of where that left us as far as if the slender flower thistle was prevented from blowing seed across the fence line. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer those. Otherwise, I would turn it over to the respondent.
Justin, I have a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
That is that fence line to the south, that horse pasture, is that the one that's, is that covered in tansy?
Are you saying the horse pasture itself, that site, does that have tansy?
Yeah, is that the pasture that's full of tansy?
Yeah, so you can see on page 11, before you're looking at the trees in the background, there's tansy there, yeah.
Yeah, I was out there just the other day, and it's, I don't know that you can really call it a pasture. It's more of a propagation of tansy out there.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's the one.
Okay. Jason, do you have anything I can kind of share what our plan is moving forward here?
Yeah, I apologize to Jeff, the guy that from Polish you guys have been working with. He's out of town, so I got nominated. So sorry in advance, you guys get to deal with me. So no, I just recognize that. I've noticed the notices that were going out starting, 2023, I think that was unfortunately just got routed around to people and it didn't get dealt with, unfortunately. So I don't even know who the people that it went to, but finally got into the right hands. And I, you know, as far as action, I think we took, as soon as it got into the correct hands, we took immediate action. That's when Olson was contracted. And I feel like they're making steps in the right direction, and things have a lot to say, but.
Yeah, I can tell you where our steps moving forward here. And also, Jason, similar to you, Aaron's out of town today, so I am filling in here. We're working with Palish there to get this under control. We have a fall herbicide application planned out there, and then follow-up treatments in the spring as well. Take care of the rosettes this fall, and stay on top of it in next spring. These lots, and maybe Jason, you can correct me if I'm wrong, are not slated for development right now. There's been a hold on this property there from the development standpoint. So getting it under control, stop dirt moving activity there. So we'll stop disturbing that seed bank and getting that stuff up and continue a spray treatment and address anything as we go forward. With it on the radar now, on our radar, it kind of goes into our management as far as when that's treated and how that's treated to make sure that that's done appropriately, rather than responding, you know, to a letter. The letters are great. They don't give a lot of people much time to get a contract in place and treatment in place before that actually does go to the seed. So that's what happened here as well. By the time we were able to get a quote out, get a quote over to Palish, have Palish go through that contracting, both of our departments working together to get it under contract, it can take a while to go through all those steps. So with that in mind, that we're under contract now to do this work, so.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And that's not just slender flower thistle, that's tansy, that's poison hemlock, it's any class A or B noxious weeds out there on the site, so.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I know it goes both ways. If the wind blows the other direction, then, you know, you could be getting the seeds from the neighbor to the south. If they've got tansy that's going to seed, then, that's also a concern for everybody out there. And I know, actually, that the neighbor to the south has been controlling slender flower thistle in their pasture, so that's where the real difficulty comes, is if you have one that's doing control and others that's not, then I have just prioritized the class A weeds at the beginning.
Yeah. So the neighbor to the south controlling slender thistle, are they bagging it, cutting it?
Yeah, I mean, you can see from the photos.
They must not be spraying.
No, he's done in the past, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sprayed in the past.
But not the tansy, apparently.
Yeah. The area to the east does have tansy there, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Palish Homes had a bank of tansy as well. In between the blue circled area and those trees, as you're coming away from the actual property line, that gravel road, south side, and quite a bank of tansy there too. So it's always the fence lines. Am I correct in understanding that this south fence line, it looks like there's been a lot of topsoil and dirt that was scraped off from the area in the middle? Is that what happened there, you think, Jason?
You were looking at page 10, the circle blue?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could answer that accurately. That is where a collector road is slated to be going.
Yeah, because it looks like the change in elevation is what makes me think that, because we've got basically lowered elevation just to the north of that blue where it looks like it's been leveled, and then it looks like everything had been pushed south to the property line, and you can kind of see in these photos a berm that has been created.
Page 12 seems like to show it.
Yeah, page
12. Shows a berm.
Right, exactly.
Apparently.
Yeah, page 12 does show, and you get a little bit of a sense of it. Okay, and then any questions at this point?
I have a question. So we have the horse pasture. Are there other pastures that do have farm animals that are being impacted by this?
Well, it can blow for quite a distance. I don't know exactly what that distance would be, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was able to continue over an entire property and go from and you can't quite see it on page 10 exactly, but this property continues quite a bit to the east, so it is still owned by Polish Homes underneath that label. You can kind of see at the bottom right corner where the blue line is. But
so are there horses on that pasture?
So the field to the east looks like it was just a grass hay field to me, because it has been mowed at times. I don't think there are animals out there. This could be. Jason, do you know about that eastern side?
Grass hay.
Yeah, it looks like grass hay. Yeah.
I'm familiar with all of
them. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so you do have housing development to the west. Northwest, you get the high school. Animals and livestock continue past. Kunzi is the guy who owns the southern pasture, but then continuing past him, there are more areas with livestock. There's a chicken, Scatter Creek Ranch, there's a chicken warehouse kind of thing where it's enclosed, all the chickens are enclosed, but
so people are
they
aware.
Also have slender flower thistle too.
Polish is aware, and everybody's aware that these plants are toxic to farm animals.
Yeah, so
and that's
slender
the whole
flower,
purpose of this?
Slender flower is specifically physically damaging. So physically it's reducing the value of a pasture just because of the spines. It's not known to be toxic per se, but it just reduces the value of a pasture by outcompeting all the grass. Then there's no desirable forage left. It just has a big old thicket of thistle. And it's a very aggressive invader that way. Well, I don't know how I did that. Worked the first time.
I guess I think the question was, do we recognize the toxicity? I think that's really what I would want to take away today, is that we, as far as once Jeff got a hold of it, we took quick action to get Olson on board, and we recognized the importance of it. Just unfortunately, those letters were going to, I think they were actually ended up in the guy that's actually building the housing, which he's not really involved in this side of the business, so not trying to make an excuse of, other than just once it got to Jeff and we took quick action on it, and I feel like we're again, just we recognize the importance of it, and I feel like we're on a good path going forward.
Yeah, and as long as the spraying happens really early spring, then you'll prevent what you're seeing on page 7, where you're spraying mature flowers.
Now I'm reading from the government site in WCB, Washington, that slender flower is a nitrate accumulator. Ingestion by grazing animals may cause nitrate poisoning, which can be lethal to cattle and sheep. And they don't mention horses, but what site were you on?
It was that one, actually, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, right there. So, I know milk thistle is definitely a nitrate accumulator.
Yeah, no, this is a slender flower thistle.
Oh.
And this comes from the Washington State Noxious Weed Control Board.
Yeah. Fascinating. Okay.
Huh. So it comes from Thurston County Noxious Weed Fact Sheet for slender flower thistle.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it would be the same here, of course.
Yeah.
And tansy, of course, is
tansy's toxic. Yeah. Very toxic. So the written findings of the State Weed Control Board are just mentioning physical interference and not nitrates.
Okay.
But yeah. Do we have any other discussion?
Remind me again on the citation.
What it is, or how much? Yeah, this is a Class A. Only one citation written. So that was a total amount of $750.
Okay.
So really nothing's been done on picking it up. They mowed it, but they didn't pick it up.
Yeah, I saw some pictures the contractor took of somebody who had bags, big orange contractor bags. This is the one that's been shared with me by the contractor, Olson, and it's probably one of these pictures that showed the work they had been doing. It's good work. It's just too late is the biggest thing. So these are high quality pictures that we can zoom into quite a bit. You can see he's out there mowing it down. But the trouble is we've already gone to seed at this point, so knocking it down really doesn't do anything for it. And I recognize that the reason why they're actually doing the mowing is, like he said in his email, they want to be able to boom spray, so they don't want to have anything up in the way of doing a boom spray. So it's not, you know, it's not something that's a bad idea to do for prep. It's just that it's not actually helpful for the reason why we're here. So there he is. A big orange contractor bag filled with something, maybe poison hemlock. The spot where he's at on the property has it all. So it's just, you know.
So they ended up with hemlock, tansy, and slender thistle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And those had all been there before. You can see this is the mound that is in pretty much dead center of the property, maybe a little bit more toward the north. And that mound was topped with poison hemlock.
Wow.
And they have knocked it down. But, you know, I guess the trouble is that it's still got all the seeds on it. and those are actively falling off. So, you know, it just didn't.
So there's plenty of seed.
Yeah, there's lots of seed. Lots of seed dropping.
Now that was a mound of soil products at first?
Yeah, I think that it was scraped up topsoil, yeah. Just like the other parts.
So then that'll be distributed later on?
Yeah, I think it would probably be spread out again. I don't know what their plans are. So this is what it looked like before. It's got the poison hemlock on top, some bull thistle. Slender flower thistle is along the southern edge of it, along the roads, basically.
And I think Jason mentioned something about spraying in the fall, and then again in the spring. Is fall effective for?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So right on page one, I put a little bit of a primer on slender flower. It okay. germinates in the fall. And so, okay. especially if you don't have tall things like grasses and old, you know, old plants blocking physically the boom spray,
okay.
then the boom spray, yeah, could hit it when it's already germinated.
Over winter, says a rosette, so you've got
yeah.
good spray. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you're getting good coverage, and it is a boom spray. Some of this looked like it might have been. Handgun work, where you're getting some of it, but other ones, I mean, I can't quite tell from the picture.
Yeah. I would suspect that a big mound, you'd have to boom spray, or not boom spray, but handgun.
Launcher, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the rest of it looks like you could. Comments, questions? Lee, Randy, Vaughn, Bill?
I already did my quota.
I've heard several times that, you know, they lost the timeline to really to take care of it. Mm-hmm. How long are those seeds active in the ground?
Yeah, it depends on the species. We know hemlock is at least 10 years, probably more like 15 years. When you look at them, they're big, beefy seeds. Tansy seems like it has at least a 7-year germination ability. And slenderflower thistle, I wouldn't be surprised if it is somewhere like, you know, 5 to 7 years. They are smaller seeds, but they're very hardy, and that's the only way it reproduces. It doesn't have any creeping roots or anything like that, so slender flower thistle is relying on the seeds.
But that's even those with taking it off with the bags, it was so late.
Yes.
A lot of those seeds are dropping off as they're trying to bag them.
Yes. Yeah, undoubtedly. And, you know, to his point about being able to get right onto it as soon as it is getting to the right person has it in their hands, then yeah, that's true, and they're definitely doing things this year. The reason for me writing the citation really did come down to multiple years of not controlling it, multiple years of I didn't hear anything from them, and then this year, reminder letter in February. It says schedule your contractor now. So from, you know, years ago, it could be forwarding to somebody. I guess that was my expectation, is that at some point, you know, somebody in your company would pass it along to whoever it is in 2022. And then at that point you have winter of 22, spring of 23, and another letter came, you know, that sort of thing, where it's like, oh, this is still here, you know, this is still going on. Certified letter, let's pass that along. So that's where I got to, multiple years, and then
they are certified letters.
Yeah, 2023 certified letter. Yeah.
So Jason mentioned that they didn't get the letters in time, mm-hmm. But you started back in June 22?
No, we sent out the reminder letter. You're talking about 2022, yes.
The first?
Yes, the first warning letter to this owner was back in 2022.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I know that I live in a Polish home. I love them as a builder.
Mm-hmm.
But they do work with Olson Environmental. And they have their Olson is their account for doing any kind of environmental, and that's gone way back years and years.
Mm-hmm.
So for what it's worth, Jason mentioned that it just takes time to set up accounts and get mm-hmm. your contractor. And I live on a wetlands, and Olson and, manages our wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very, very good to work with. They're a good company. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had there been letters sent to this property before these people bought it?
Yes. So, before this, it was Bill Kennedy. And that's why I did it at the very top. The reports that I have in my database go back to 2009, but it's probable that we knew about this before 2009. I can't pin it down to exactly where, but yeah, Bill Kennedy, when it was Kennedy's Dairy, you can see on page one the buildings such as it looked in 2020. That's the satellite view. And he was managing it some, and the north west corner was a field you can see. I walked that, and it didn't have slender flower, but pretty much everywhere else on this central area had patches and areas of slender flower. So it was pretty extensive. Back in 2018 and 2019, I was out there walking around and looking at it. This was one that was troubling because we had slender flower that was just a few inches tall with mature flowers on it, peeking through, you know, mowed grass and right actually along this area where you can see had construction equipment and things parked back in 2020, graders and various things. Kennedy sold to Polish in 2021.
So when these are sold to them, mm-hmm. is there anything on the title or anything anywhere that they see that there's been a problem there with weeds?
Almost every single time, 99% of the time, no. Which it is a material defect, you know, as far as that's concerned. You're required, if you know about those things, you're required to say them. And then it's proving that they knew about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they could really turn around and sell that property now and you start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We frequently see that, yeah.
All the time.
Yep.
Except in this case, wouldn't the citation follow it, though? The citation should, if it's the...
Yeah, so if citation is unpaid, then it goes on the property as delinquent tax and lien and all that stuff.
It should
follow
the paper.
The lien would follow. Yeah,
correct.
The lien would follow. But as far as Randy's point, it really is just the buyer's buyer beware, you know, sort of a thing of how much homework can you do? How many things do you know about? How many times do you know that there are such things as noxious weeds and that you could do a records request for all of the noxious weed reports on this property? I don't think people know to do that.
Yeah. Last concern, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My thought usually is when they bought that and you sent the letters out, they're in it to make money. So that letter just gets thrown to the side. Because they know the county doesn't have enough people to go after anything until all of a sudden he writes a citation up.
Yeah. Well, to their credit, as soon as I was calling, I think it was Chad that I first made contact with. To their credit, as soon as I talked to Chad and I said, I'm trying to help you guys avoid having a fine, then he did forward it right on, you know. I would say that it was my initiative to find a phone number and call somebody. You know, the letters weren't working, so I was just, you know, doing my next thing, right? You know, trying to make sure that we worked together on it. So I was giving them every opportunity I could, and then, yeah, they did. They started on it. They started doing things. They had Olson hired before the citation went out. But just like with a propagated letter, if it's something that really needs attention, then I do really have to get people's attention. And that was the thing of years past, we send out propagation letters to let people know, you know, what you did didn't work. It wasn't fulfilling the law. And so similar in this case of like, the contractor's trying, it just, they couldn't get to it fast enough. So, with the history, you know.
So Chad Olson is a contractor they hired?
No, Chad Olson is with Chad Olson is with Polish Homes. He he was explaining, he just wasn't the person that was actually in charge of this site's specific property management for weeds and things like that. He was the first number that I was forwarded. You know, when you call the main line, they try to forward you to the right person, but Chad wasn't exactly the right person. But he forwarded me on, so at this time in this year, they did get on it before the fine was written, but I wrote the fine because I had to get their attention. You know, that's one of those where, like I explained in the email chain that I sent out on Thursday of last week when I attached the emails, it just wouldn't be fair to the neighbor to the south who had been having all the thistle seeds blow onto there. Because, you know, I talked to them June 11th, where I reached out with phone call. And at that point, if they would have gone through and cut it all and bagged it all right at that moment, that would have avoided the fine. And that's what I was reaching out about, was trying to get somebody out that week, you know, right that week. But yeah, like you said, you know, I've had that experience too of lining up agreements and, you know, contractors and things, that takes time. Yeah.
That field to the south, they've taken care of those tansies?
The field to the south, the horse pasture, I'm not sure.
I'll look up here, I have my tablet.
Yeah, we can look up that. I know Olson.
They have not. It's full of tansy right now. I was out there on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like on August 19th I sent them a propagation letter. Mm-hmm. I think I noted it looks like there was, I spoke with the owner. He came out and spoke with me. But it looks like, yeah, they did not at least get to enough of it. So,
right.
If they did anything.
And that's mostly, I've noticed, to the east by the trees. What we're seeing in the picture, that area with the tansy is the highest concentration.
Yes.
The part to the west looks like there's a fence line running north and south that kind of divides that property in half. And the part to the west looks like it's more heavily grazed and they keep the horses in there more. The part to the east kind of looks like it's a sacrifice area or more like we can't hardly get out that far. Or it's just the last place to get attention.
The owners to the east are Coons's, the next owner to that.
To the east? Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yep. Or to the east of this Polish property.
Yeah.
This way, south, excuse me, south.
Oh, okay, yeah, I knew south, yeah.
South is Boone's, the next one is Ollie Nappy, the ones after that is Hutchinson's, and across 219th is the sheep farm, and then Scatter Creek
yeah.
Chickens and 209th Street.
Yeah.
But that's the walkway they lay along there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And does Polish own the rest of that field that's to the east? Yeah, yes. That's what I thought, yeah.
That's Hayfield.
Yeah.
Jason Lee, that's out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the east side of that central pond, there was some tansy, and Olson does have pictures of them taking care of the tansy, so they're definitely doing the right thing now. So I give them credit for that. Yeah, so on the pond, there's areas with tansy, and they're getting to it, you know, as quick as they can, but there's still some that have gone to seed. You can see
that's rugged terrain in there. Blackberries.
Right up against the blackberries. Yeah, but it's not all blackberries. Mostly right up against the edges of the field.
They make haylage bales. They roll out of that east field down in. They've been cleared down in the pond.
Mm.
Steep enough to roll there.
They jump in the wrong direction. They take off and you can't stop them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have
soaker bales.
Some of them going to seed.
Yeah, it's ready to blow.
Yep, some of these are quite puffy. But like I say, as soon as you know they're hired, they went out there as quick as they could. So, yeah, they did a good job on the tansy for sure.
Are those ponds in that tree line between the development and that hayfield?
Yes.
Is that where all that rugged?
Yep,
that's dark swale or whatever through there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there flowing water in there also, or just ponds?
Pardon?
Is there flow?
I think that whole ravine that you see running north-south
is a pond.
Does it flow at all?
It's a little bit of flow, yeah. The bridge or culvert, whatever you have there.
Culvert.
Yeah, it has some flow to it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Years ago they had a breach in their lagoon and it went down there.
That's where that was. Yeah.
And then it was going to kill all the fish in G Creek. It rolled down to G Creek.
Right.
Going to kill all of them. It was devastation. It's back to normal now.
Yeah, that was pretty newsworthy back then.
Yeah.
That's right.
It wasn't by neglect, it just heavy rain flow, 4 to 5 inches or something that way.
Right, major overflow.
Did receive a citation over it.
But right.
They did everything they could.
Billing.
Mother Nature took control.
No, Art was still around then, wasn't he?
Art, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Art was still around.
Yeah. Okay.
So where did we go from here?
Well, we either agree on that the citation stay in place, or we make another recommendation as we.
What was the monetary amount on the citation?
It was one for $750.
One for $750.
Yep. Total amount is $750.
I'm looking back at what we did last year. You know, we sort of gave a path as long as this coming year. They really took care of it, and by the sounds of it, you said they've been doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We cut those ones in half.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a problem.
Yeah. And you've done that before.
We've put them in half too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In years before that, I think. But
it seemed like it was $500 a day per species per lot.
Can be. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can be. Yeah. On page 3. You have the violation letter that they received, and it does spell it out that the range in penalties can be 250 to 1,000 and are assessed per parcel, per noxious weed species, per day, And I don't ever really find that's necessary. Usually I can get attention by one fine, and if not, then, you know, several fines, but not per day. That's, yeah. I could.
If I remember right, Bill made that motion, wasn't it? No.
Oh, you mean in the previous case?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
Is Bill still on there?
Pardon?
Is Bill still on?
I think. Bill, are you still around?
Yeah, there he is.
Are you guys trying to talk to me?
Sounds like
a little bit.
Is your name Bill?
Well, I'm sorry, guys. Any of you at the table, I get a real garbled sound from you. The fellows that are on the outside that are calling in, I can hear pretty good. But anyhow, I heard something about that when I proposed last year. So anyhow, I will stand by whatever the group there decides to do, because I just can't hardly hear what's going on at the table. So. Yeah.
Maybe I should stand next to the, because we only get one microphone right there. Mm-hmm. And I could just repeat what they say. That would help. If that would help Bill.
No, this doesn't go into that.
No, it doesn't. It's a separate system.
I see.
So Bill, if I'm standing right here, can you hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you real good there.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'll just try to repeat what they say.
Okay. Well, anyhow, I've caught most of the gist of what's going on, but do we have a contractor in place that's going to be handling the problem then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I don't remember exactly what I did last year, but anyhow, I would say we do somewhat the same, because we did get compliance with that gentleman from last year. So, yeah. Okay.
Sounds like you're making a motion.
I would make that motion if you don't mind. I don't remember the wording exactly, but if you look it up and see it and go from there, that'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Sounds like Bill's making a motion to waive the fine for this year on the condition that the landowner complies with the law next year. I think the house went... In the future, yeah. I think how it went last year was we had them sign the land management plan, put it in writing of what they're going to do, so that they're on the hook and they have agreed to exactly what would comply with the law for the next 5 years. And I remember that it was, if they don't comply with the law next year, that they would get both the fines. That's what I think you were talking about.
Yeah.
Is, you know,
right,
per species per day and all that. Does that ring a bell, Bill?
Yeah, that does.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. All
right. Okay. We have that as a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Okay.
Randy seconded it.
Yep. We have a motion and a second to follow the guidelines of the motion, which is to waive the fine and continue with the environmental plan that you guys write up and they sign. Otherwise it comes back very well. I'm paraphrasing, so
right,
I'll quit with that.
And yep, you said the fine from this year would go on with another one from next year if they didn't comply.
Yeah, I think that was the idea, is that the fine from this
right
year would, yeah, come, go to next year, and
yep,
maybe technically I would just
do
more of this, the idea per species per day, or do more of those fines, but
right,
I think the idea was just to make sure that if we didn't get the attention this year, that, you know, we would get double next year or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, and we've had discussions, so I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Unanimous. Gentlemen,
Jason and Tom and Jason, or Justin will be out to see you with a plan and get that signed and.
Yep.
Looks like you're on the road to getting it done anyway, so that's all good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your time today.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Good pass, Bill.
If I could, hey Justin, if I could reach out a note to Kevin Tyler out there is, Kevin, I'd love to hear from you sometime. We want to talk about your proposal you came